Next is Amanda.
Hello. Oh, I bring you my name.
This is Audrey with the Amandla Show for today. We are going to be moving through music, and just I think music is a really important piece of any revolution, and particularly just recognizing all the stuff that's coming out of the continent. And we're just going to move through different types of music. You just heard some music from Nigeria, and this happened in the 1970s. So there's a whole movement in the 1970s in Nigeria and the music that came from there. I think sometimes we forget, or maybe it's just me who forgets that there was a whole musical piece that was happening in the continent too. And it's unfortunate that we don't sometimes get to hear all those musicians and all their words and all their triumphs and all their stories, because it's a really big piece of our history that we need to remember. And thank goodness for stuff like, you know, YouTube and everything else, Facebook, so that we get to reminisce, but also we get to catch up in terms of some of the stuff that we heard as children. And for some of us who didn't spend enough time in the continent, just getting to hear the things that our parents listened to and that inspired our parents to do what they did and participate in different marches, but also participate in the life that they chose. Now, one of the interesting things that I thought, I got this list and there is, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that are happening in June and July that I think that we need to pay attention to. So, for example, in the next 2 weeks, today is like the 18th. So in next week, Mozambique Independence Day will be on June 25th. Now, Mozambique received its independence, or took back, got independence in 1960. And on June 26th, Madagascar's Independence Day, and they got their independence in 1960 also. June 27th, we have Djibouti Independence Day, and they got their independence in 1977. June 29th, Seychelles Independence Day, and they got their independence in 1976. And on June 30th, Congo, Kinshasa, got their Independence Day in 1960. So I think it's definitely something for us to think about and also celebrate with the many African communities who are going to be celebrating their Independence Day here in the Toronto GTA and elsewhere around the world. And I think just recognizing what a triumph it is to get independence. And I think it's something that we forget, that it's not an easy thing. If you look back at all the things that are happening within the countries, if you look at the difficulties people are having just in terms of being able to elect new presidents, can you even imagine the work that it took, the sacrifice that it took for people to stand up and ask for independence from colonial powers? And it's definitely something I think we have to tip our hearts to and hats off to, but also acknowledge the work that's been done, because a lot of us are here and a lot of us continue to do what we are doing right now because of the work that the people from the continent, particularly in terms of fighting for the independence. And I think also we need to remember what it means for that fight for independence. What does it mean for us who are of African descent living in the continent? What does it mean for us to remember the independence of the countries of the African continent and, you know, sort of giving back? So I think independence is definitely something we should continue to explore. So if you have time, you know, make sure you celebrate the independence of these countries and also celebrate the work that's been done by various people in these countries. So we're going to continue with some music. We're going to be playing some stuff from an artist from Belgium. She is of African descent, and just playing, a tune or two from her. And then we'll get back to you in terms of the name and also, you know, moving ahead. So here we go. Yo,
gala journey, oh gala la journey, le 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 le. Oh gala la journey, oh gala journey, oh gala la journey, le 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 le. Oh
yeah,
oh yeah.
For Amandla, we were just listening to some music talking about independence of several countries in the African continent and celebrating some the works of these countries and also in terms of gaining independence. Now, other things, July 1st is Canada Day, but July 1st is also the celebration of Burundi Independence Day. And Burundi received its independence in 1962. July 1st is also Somalia Independence Day, and they received their independence in 1960. July 5th, we have Cape Verde Independence Day, and they received their independence in 1975. And July 5th is also Algeria Independence Day, and Algeria received its independence in 1962. Now we're going to move over to Comoros. Now, Comoros Independence Day is in July, on July 6th, and it received its independence in 1975. July 6th is Malawi Independence Day, and Malawi received its independence in 1969. Now, I think before the break, the musical break, we were just talking about the importance of independence and the struggle that these many African people would have had to go on through, would have had to go through in order to gain their independence and being able to celebrate that. So in celebration of that, we're going to move over to Egypt. Here's some song from Omul Kalsum, and this is sort of a compilation of the work of Omul Kalsum. And I think that it's the first time we know I've played this. And so we're going to hear the first track on the CD. It's called Nasra Awiya Wifara Haniya. And this is from Omu Kalsum, the legend. As we continue on with our celebration of independence across the African continent, and just, you know, recognizing the importance of music and musical artists in terms of revolutions. CKLN FM online. I'm your host, Audrey Formandla. We were just talking about independence across the African continent and celebrating various Independence Day. And just a heads up for people who are in the midst of summer celebrations, not to forget about all the independence and all the work that's been done by various people from the continent to gain independence, and also recognition of what does it mean to gain independence? And it's definitely a feat that I can imagine took a lot of work, and it's not something I think we should take lightly. Now, to continue on, we left off with Comoros, who received its independence on July 6th, 1975. Now, on July 6th, Malawi also received its independence in 1964. And July 12th, we're going to celebrate Sao Tome and Principe, who received its Independence Day. Now, also July 23rd, actually, it's the Egyptian Independence Day, which is in 1952. And then on July 26th, we have Liberia Independence Day, and they received their independence in 1847. Wow, that's amazing. August 1st, we're going to celebrate Benin Independence Day, and they received their independence in 1960. And Niger Independence Day was 1960. So if you can imagine, like, 1847, those times, and the plight of people of color throughout the world, and all the colonization that was happening at that time to gain independence, it's an amazing feat. 1975, 1960, 1977. So it seems like the struggle and the need for voices and independence, and also just being able to elevate the voices of the people is something that's been going on for a very long time. And I think that's something that we need to celebrate. So when you're thinking about all those, you know, summer celebrations for your family, with your family, with your friends, please don't forget the celebrations of the people who came before you, who sort of paved the way in terms of trying to, you know, gain independence, but also trying to keep all those values and principles that we hold dear to our hearts right now. So things about, you know, your language, things about your culture, things about, you know, when you tell those stories about your grandmother, the ones that your grandma used to tell you, those are all pieces that I think that we need to recognize that all came from the struggles that came before us, and those people who put themselves at arm's way for us to be able to tell those stories. And I think definitely something we have to honor. Now, a couple people we've played. So we played Dobit, I'm going to say her name wrong, Ganhor. And that is the CD from Belgium. And we played some music from Nigeria. We've also played some music from Egypt. And then we're going to sort of complete our historical, our song presence in looking at Afro-Cuban and Afro-Cubanism. And as you know, there's a lot of sort of history between Africa and Cuba, and it continues on to this day. And it's something that I think is definitely a part of our history and something we need to remember. And it's also, there's been lots of conversations about the people of African descent, and particularly the diaspora, in terms of our role in the revolution and in independence of the various countries. I think that we are witnesses to what is going on, and we need to continue to be witnesses, and we need to let other people know that we are watching what they're doing in terms of what they're doing in Africa and what they're doing in the diaspora, and to people of the diaspora, and pay attention to that. So with that, we're going to leave you with some music from that sort of, it's Afro-Cubanism inspired music. Okay, then this is Amandla. was some music from Afro-Cubanism, and you've been listening to Amandla, and stay tuned for the rest of the Gerald Horn for Saturday Morning Live, because we are here with you live. It's a beautiful Saturday day, and we are celebrating also various African independence, and you've been listening to Amandla, and we'll be back again with you next week. So please stay tuned, tell your friends, tell them to listen online. You can download the shows, so you can listen to it on your way to work or on your way, or even if you're in the gym working out, because I know there's a whole bunch of people working out for the summertime. So this is Amandla.